Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
In the verses that precede our selected scriptural text for today, the Apostle Paul and Barnabas are on their first missionary journey, preaching the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have just finished preaching in the synagogue in the city of Antioch of Pisidia. As the result of their preaching, the people, Jews and Gentiles, begged them to come back on the next Sabbath and speak the good news of Jesus Christ to them. A renewing had taken place within the synagogue. Synagogue service had become exciting. People left the synagogue feeling that they had encountered the life-changing power of God. The next week, almost the entire city came out to hear them preach the word of the Lord. Interest in the teaching of the good news concerning God was renewed in the city. But the Jewish leaders became jealous of what God was doing through Paul and Barnabas. And they began to slander them and argue against everything that they preached. Then they stirred up the influential religious women and the leaders of the city. And they incited a mob against Paul and Barnabas and ran them out of town. So the Apostle Paul and Barnabas shook the dust from their feet as a sign of rejection and went to the town called Iconium. And let me tell you right here that the enemy wants to hinder, stop, and undo what God has done in your life and in the life of his people. Well, according to Acts chapter 14, verse 1, upon their arrival in Iconium, as was Paul and Barnabas's tradition, they went to the synagogue when they first entered the city. In other words, New Providence, they went to church. And come on, let us be honest with one another. It was because some of us went to church consistently in the year 2024 that we were able to weather the storms of life. Look, lean over and tell your neighbor, church will help you out. Paul and Barnabas preached with such power in the synagogue that a great number of both Jews and Greeks became believers in Jesus Christ. Though people's lives were being positively impacted by the good news of the gospel of Christ, verse 2 tells us that some of the Jews, however, spurned God's message and poison the minds of the Gentiles against Paul and Barnabas. But this time, Paul and Barnabas did not let the opposition immediately run them out of town. Verse 3 tells us that they stayed preaching boldly about the grace of God. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters, when the enemy decides that he wants to attack you and make your life hard for your stand that you take for Christ, sometimes you've got to learn not to run. But to dig in and hold your place. Tell your neighbor, hold your place. Well, a mob of Gentiles and Jews, along with their leaders, decided to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. So they left Iconium and went to the towns of Lystra and Derbe. Now, while at Lystra, Paul and Barnabas came upon a man with crippled feet. The Bible tells us that the man had been that way from birth. In other words, he was born crippled. He had never walked. And after listening to Paul's preaching of the good news of Jesus Christ, Paul was given by God a supernatural unction or perception that this man had the faith to be healed. So the Apostle Paul called to the man in a loud voice and said, "Man, stand up." And the Bible says that the man who was born crippled, the man who had never walked, jumped to his feet and started walking. And my brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I know that the God I serve has supernatural power to heal all manner of sickness and disease, and that he can perform his supernatural miracles anywhere and at any place and at any time. Tell your neighbor, God still performs miracles today. If you need proof, just look up here. Well, because of the mighty miracles that took place before the people's eyes, they began to say that Paul and Barnabas were gods in the flesh. Because Lystra was a city that was greatly influenced by Greek mythology, they thought that Barnabas was the Greek god Zeus, who was manifested in the flesh, and that Barnabas was Hermes, the Greek god. Woo! People can get twisted quick. The people were afraid that Paul and Barnabas were their Greek gods, and that if they didn't worship them, that they would take it out on them. Well, when Paul and Barnabas saw and heard what the people were saying and doing, The Bible says that they tore their clothing in dismay and said, no, no, we are merely human beings, just like you. Then Paul and Barnabas told them that they were there to bring them the good news of Jesus Christ in order for them to turn from worshiping worthless things to turn to worship the true and the living God. Now, I have already told you that once you and I witness a supernatural or miraculous move of God, that you and I can expect an attack. Check this out. Verse 19 of our selected scripture text tells us, then some Jews arrived from Antioch and Iconium. Those were the two cities they had just ministered in, where they tried to eliminate them. And let me say right here, oftentimes when the enemy comes against us or is planning on attacking us, guess what? The enemy always brings reinforcements. You see, the enemy knows that we are now reading our Bibles. He knows that we are praying more fervently. He knows that we are getting stronger in our faith. The enemy knows that what he used prior to our supernatural experience with God will not work no more. So he brings reinforcements to back his plan of attack on us. So the enemy brought reinforcements to Lystra. Verse 19 tells us that those who came to oppose Paul and Barnabas won the crowds to their side. My brothers and sisters, let me pause right here and let somebody know that you can always trust the crowd.
That's right.
Oh, y'all didn't say anything there.
That's right.
You cannot always trust the crowd. You know why? Because the crowd can be with you 1 minute, and the next minute, they can say, crucify him or her.
That's right.
Well, lest I keep you too long, I told my deacon I was just going to do a Happy Meal sermon today, but let me go on. The Bible says that they took Paul and stoned him, thought they had killed him, drug him out of the city and left him for dead.
Yes, sir.
Now, my question is a personal question. Why would God allow Paul to go through this life-threatening situation? After being used of God and speaking on his behalf, why would God allow his servant to be stoned? Paul answers the question himself in verse 22. Paul encourages and reminds the believers in Derbe. He said, we must suffer many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. In other words, Paul tells them that just because they believe in Jesus And just because they witness the supernatural move of God, that God does not exempt them from the trials of life. Deacons, I have discovered as a result of having a kidney transplant that with great miracles comes great trials. Did y'all hear what I said? I said with great miracles comes great trials. But I also learned that with his presence abiding in the inside, that I can endure the trial until my change comes. In other words, God will fill us with his supernatural and resurrection power. And I've learned that God gets the glory. When the enemy thinks that he has broken us, when the enemy thinks he has killed us, and God raises us back again. They thought they had killed Paul. And for many of us, the enemy thought that he had killed us. He thought that we were goners. He drug us out of some of the situations that we had gotten our own selves into. And some that he designed to take us out. And guess what the enemy said? They are dead. But. Somebody say, but. Verse 20 gives us a reason for hope. Verse 19 tells us that they dragged Paul out of town, thinking that he was dead. But verse 20 says, but as the believers gathered around him, that Paul got up and went back into the city. Paul got up. As the believers gathered around him. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I'm a part of a church that when I'm down, they will gather around me. And New Providence Baptist Church, for over 35 years, you have gathered around me and around my family. But especially over the last 5 months, you have gathered around me, praying that God will heal my body and that God will bring me back to physically lead the congregation. And New Providence, God has honored and answered your prayers. Thank you, New Providence, for gathering around me. When the believers gather, the enemy has to scatter. And I'm convinced when the believers gather around you, they pray for your healing and your deliverance. When the believers gather around you, they encourage you to rise up out of your temporary setback. When the believers gather around you, they praise God with you when you are restored and when you are renewed. I don't know about you, I'm so glad that there are a few saints who will gather around you and keep you up in the presence of God. Is there anybody here that will tell God, thank you? Is there anybody here who will bless the name of the Lord because he's performed a miracle on your pastor? Is there anybody here who will shout with me? Wait a minute, the Bible says it like this. Come bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Is there anybody here that will lift up a praise to the Lord and help me? I said, help me to give God some glory. They counted Paul out. Left him for dead. But when the saints prayed and gathered around him, the Bible said he got up. Now, if that was some of us, we would have got up and headed away from the city. Them people tried to kill me. I ain't going back there. But Paul took courage in the Lord. Tell your neighbor, take courage. Get up and go back to the assignment that God has given you.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531. Or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.